In the Garden of Eden, God looked ahead. He saw that humanity would need a Savior. When Abraham was called to sacrifice his son, as he was going up the mountain, his son asked where the sacrifice was. And Abraham said that God had looked ahead. As the children of Israel were getting ready to enter the promised land, God looked ahead to a time when they might find themselves in distress or facing a financial hardship in which they might need to sell property or sell themselves into servitude or slavery to pay a debt. And God looked ahead and established a year of Jubilee in which liberty could be restored, in which property could be restored through a Redeemer. However, we know that the year of Jubilee was not a consistent practice among the children of Israel. But nevertheless, God had made provision for a Redeemer. And so early in the first century, a group of Jesus' followers had gathered with him. They had a lot in common. They also had a lot in conflict, as you might expect to be the case among brothers, fishermen, a financier, a tax collector, and a zealot for the cause of restoring the kingdom of Israel. What callings, what roles do we have among us in this morning's assembly? We have gifts that differ. We have missions that differ and callings that differ. But we have only one who calls. We have one Lord. We all have the same Lord. He is Christ, the Lord. He is the Lord of life, the Lord of all, the Prince of Peace, the Mighty God, God with us. His ministry was and is good news, liberty to those held captive, held in bondage to sin. His ministry is to call people to a right relationship with God the Father, and he calls us to join. The Lord of this table, the Lord of this supper, is Lord of the Sabbath. And so it's fitting that he calls us to remember him, to remember the sacrifice of his body, the shedding of his blood for the forgiveness of sins, the blotting out of sin, the covering of sin once and for all. Our Heavenly Father looked ahead, saw that we would need a Redeemer to be restored to him, and he has provided it in the form of his Son, Jesus of Nazareth.